is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community news bulletins from September 2020.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Nursery teacher Isabel Martin has built a small castle in the nursery garden at Crownfield Infant School in Collier Row. It is the latest addition by Isabella to the outside area, who said that my vision was to create exciting and engaging areas for children with different experiences. Barking and Dagenham Libraries and Pen to Print are proud to host ReadFest, a literary festival now in its ninth year, and that will take place in September. Saeem Ashraf said, "Every year, Pen to Print put on an entertaining series of literary events." And finally, the King George V and Unicorn Pubs in Redbridge will be selling a green burger throughout September to raise money to support Macmillan Cancer. Each burger will raise £1, and there'll be other events such as a coffee morning, virtual fun run and pub quiz to raise funds. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Havering Council has been named as one of the best performing councils in supporting children with higher educational needs. Data released by Empower has ranked Havering highly in providing for children with special educational needs, disabilities and pupils requiring alternative provisions. The North East London Foundation Trust has been celebrating its staff in their Make a Difference Awards. Chief Executive Professor Oliver Stanley, OBE, and Chair Joe Filder toured Nelft hospitals, offices and clinics, surprising 9 members of staff who have gone above and beyond in delivering great care. This week is Organ Donation Week, running from the 7th to the 13th of September. NHS Blood and Transplant are urging people to talk to their families about organ donation. Last year, 108 people in Essex had their lives saved by a transplant. And finally, organisers of the We Are Festival announced that they'll be holding a series of small-scale and socially distanced open-air events in Upminster. We Are 500 is set to run from late August to early October. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking and Dagenham Council are warning residents about a letter being sent to them advising that they can obtain a council tax refund. Margaret Mullane said, "I'm urging our residents not to be fooled by this letter. It's a scam. Please report it to the Consumer Helpline." Havering Council is supplying litter pickers for residents to borrow and clean up their local areas in order to support the Keep Britain Tidy Great British September Clean. Osman Dervish said, "Most residents do their bit, but it's the minority that spoil it for everyone else." And finally, Havering Council has been named as one of the best performing councils for supporting children with higher educational needs. Havering was ranked in the top 15 of Empower's most productive councils for adult social care in 2019. Robert Benham said, "This is a fantastic accolade for everyone involved." And that was your Bedrock Community News. This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Teachers Kirsty Ralston and Adam Higgins from the Royal Liberty School were described as amazingly talented after they were named Silver Award winners at the Pearson Teaching Awards. Their names have now been put forward for Gold Awards, which will be broadcast later this year. This month, Healthy London Partnership and the NHS are running the campaign Ask About Asthma to coincide with children returning to school. 1 in 10 children in London have the condition, and Dr. Vin Diawaka said it is a frightening condition if it is not controlled properly. And finally, the Good Food Collective, a community group of cooks and food producers, are launching a stall at Barking Market. The group formed with the help of the community enterprise Company Drinks in February. The collective will also be running a community kitchen event and online talks during October. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Highways England are calling on drivers in London and Essex to clean up their act as part of the Great British September Clean. Discarded litter presents a serious safety risk and environmental hazards, and approximately 29,000 bags of litter were collected in the southeast of England over the last 5 months by Highways England contractors. The Metropolitan Police have launched Operation Riverside to prevent young people getting involved with gangs in Redbridge. The police have enhanced visible patrols at the start and end of the school day along popular routes, transport hubs, and wherever youngsters may gather. Havering Council has decided to prevent the We Are 500 event in Upminster in light of increasing coronavirus infection rates. The leader of the council, Councillor Damian White, has said the infection rate leaves us no choice. And finally, this week is the Great British Week of Sport. An initiative set up by UK Active aims to inspire the nation to celebrate the power that sport and activity has on our mental, physical and social well-being. Taking place between the 19th and 27th of September. For more, see NHS Better Health. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Tributes continue to pour in from across Barking and Dagenham following the passing of Roger Luxton, OBE, who served the council throughout the 1990s until his retirement in 2009. Charles Fairbrass said his devotion for the young people and staff in education was outstanding. Romford resident Susie Aries, who is fighting a rare form of cancer, has been crocheting cuddly animals and selling them to raise money for her treatment. The Royal Marsden Hospital is only able to supply the drug she requires privately. To donate, go to Susie's GoFundMe page. And finally, Sydney Russell School in Dagenham has won £1,000 from Historic England for championing local heritage. The school plans to spend the prize money highlighting the importance of local heritage and how it can be integrated into various subjects. Helen Spencer said that Sydney Russell were an inspiration to other schools. And that was your Bedrock Community News. Your healthy
music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.